You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So, with the election coming up, there's going to be a need for more people in the country to be enrolling to vote and knowing how they're going to vote leading up to the election. One tool New Zealanders can be using is the Vote Compass, which is a 30-question survey which tells you where your views sit compared to New Zealand's political parties. This is also one of the largest surveys that is being conducted, with thousands of people taking part, which gives academics an understanding of where New Zealanders are currently sitting, as well as understanding how this compares to previous elections. To understand more about the Vote Compass and how it works, I talked to Jennifer Lees Marshman, one of the professors who was part of the creation of the Vote Compass and its analysis, and started off by asking how it works.
So Vote Compass is an online engagement tool where members of the public can go online and answer a series of questions, 30 questions about their views and policy. And then it does two things. It gives them a report showing them which party is closest to their view. So they get a sense of the connection between their own views on policy and what the parties are offering. So it's a really good tool to get people thinking about policy and also, you know, engaging with the different policies that different parties are offering. The other key thing it does is all of that data is anonymized and then goes into a big survey and a report, which then comes to us as academics and TVNZ, and it will then put voters' voices on the agenda, basically, because what it does is it shows what New Zealanders are really thinking.
Now,
so it's like a massive opinion poll to add to that. So it's like a giant opinion poll. So opinion polls are normally 1,000 people, roughly. That's the sample. But Vote Compass will be, you know, anything from 100,000 upwards.
Okay, so why should New Zealanders have this in their toolboxes leading up to the election?
Because it's really hard to keep track of the different policies that parties are offering. I mean, most of us don't have the time to go on, you know, every single party website and look at their manifesto or read their speeches or their policy announcements. And it's important that people are informed and know what parties are proposing to do should they get the keys to the beehive after the election. Because you don't want to be voting for somebody just because you think, you know, they look nice or whatever, and then later after they win power, find out that they're not actually going to do what you want them to do. Because the election's all about the voter. They're all about, you know, this is democracy. It's voters' chance to have a say and help determine, you know, how our money is going to be spent after the election, and what decisions are going to be made, what policies are going to be implemented, and what laws are going to be made. And all of that affects our daily lives, so it's really important.
Now, is this a tool which New Zealanders who don't necessarily want to be as politically involved can rely on when it comes to voting?
In what respect? What do you mean in terms of rely on?
So if they use this tool and it gave them, say, alignment with the Labour Party, would this be considered a reliable tool for them to say, okay, well, I'm definitely going to vote for the Labour now?
To be very clear, Vote Compass doesn't tell people how to vote. What it does is it shows how closely people's individual views on policy align with different parties. So that's what it's doing. So it's giving people information that they can then use to make their voting decisions. But voting decisions are made on a whole range of factors. So no, it doesn't tell people how to vote. It just tells them how closely different parties align with them on their policy views.
Okay. So when people go and take the survey, is everyone given the same questions across the board, or is there a mixture of questions which people can be given?
Everyone is given the same 30 questions. The only thing that varies is we have a question of the day, which we change maybe every week or so. So that's one question that will vary during the course of the campaign. The question of the day is designed to capture what's happening at that particular moment and what's highly topical. But the core 30 questions are exactly the same.
Now, what changes have there been seen in the results compared to the last election's Vote Compass and 2014's Vote Compass?
Well, we've only had one set of results so far, so we've only had what is a top issue, because it was only launched, you know, about 3 days ago. It was on Sunday. We're doing pretty well so far in terms of what we've got. I haven't actually had a chance to look at the data yet because it came in late yesterday, so I can't really answer that question, I'm sorry.
Now, this tool was obviously beneficial for people going into the election, but how does it also benefit political parties?
Well, that's a debatable question. Does it benefit? How does it benefit political parties? Well, it does get exposure to their policies, and that's really important for parties that have spent a lot of time crafting really good public policy. And often it's hard to get that policy in the evening news and on the agenda because there just isn't that natural interest in it, even though it's so important. So particularly for minor parties who wouldn't necessarily get that much exposure, it's a really great tool for them to get their policy out there. Not in a campaigning sense, it's just an information sense. It's an information-giving tool. And so it can make sure that the members of the public are aware of the different policies on offer from a range of political parties. So it's valuable in that sense. It can be less valuable if the data that we end up getting from it shows that their policies aren't liked by New Zealanders overall. So it's kind of a double-edged sword, I suppose.
Now, you mentioned the minor parties, and there are a selection of parties that show up on the Vote Compass survey, but there are also a number of parties which don't show up. What consideration was put in when deciding which parties to include on the Vote Compass?
If you go to the website, it says what the inclusion is, and it's things like, are they an existing party in Parliament, and, you know, are they significant? We cannot include all the political parties, and because it's actually a massive long list that are registered, and we just, I mean, it'd just be completely unwieldy and too much work. We need, you know, millions of dollars to do it. But also, not all parties have that many policies. Some parties are actually focused just on a small number of policies or even a single issue. So that's one of the criteria. You know, they need to have multiple policies in existence and to have created them and given us a statement or said it publicly so that we can actually code them and include them in the tool.
Now, what is there to prevent commercial interest from interfering with people's results? So,
in what way? What do you mean by commercial interest?
So, in saying that people could answer the questions, but maybe, this is based on the idea that this tool is run by TVNZ, which is a commercial company. What is there to prevent them from interfering with
again,
people's
results?
Right, again,
if you go onto the website, you should need to do a bit of research on this. I mean, and you've only got to go to the website, look at facts and questions and credits and so on. You'll see that it's not just run by TVNZ. TVNZ provide the book for funding, which is great, although actually a lot of it comes from the Electoral Commission. But TVNZ don't run it as such. So there are three key parts to this. One is Vox Pop Labs, who are based in Canada and are experts in running this tool, and they've done it in New Zealand three times, Australia three times, and Canada multiple times. More than three, I think, and they do the technical data gathering and collection and make sure that everything is very carefully curated and stored and it's anonymized and so on, and they do the calculations. And then we as academics, the New Zealand academics, including myself and Danny Osborne from psychology at the University of Auckland and Lisa Chant at the University of Auckland and Jack Vowles at University of Victoria Wellington, we advise on the survey questions and adjudicate the coding, and we also then interpret the data. The TVNZ's role is as a typical media organisation in terms of communicating the tool and communicating the results that come from it. But the actual judgment is done by experts, by independent experts who are non-partisan, non-commercial.
Well, what a phenomenal thing for you to say.
The Wire.
That was Jennifer Lees Marshman, a professor who has been working along with the Vote Compass. So going into the future, we probably will talk to her again to find out about more of the data that the Vote Compass has collected leading up to the election, to see where New Zealanders are sitting on a number of issues and potentially seeing a more accurate polling around what political parties we could see represented in government going into the next term.
Do you have a website to that?
Yes, we'll include a link to the Vote Compass website in our BCast, which you should definitely go and check out and share with people so they also know about the Vote Compass and make sure that they are informed. And as usual, if you aren't already registered to vote, please go and register to vote. Doesn't matter how you vote, we just need to make sure that New Zealand is being fairly represented.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/BCasts.